What do you desire the universe's help with?
Everything. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 108. Woo-hoo! Woo! We made it and we're fine.
We're fine. That's going to be a theme today. I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet, obviously.
And we created the Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world... Nope, that's the old one. We created the Goddess Hangs podcast to inspire you to live magically.
Yes, we did. Before we pressed record, we were just doing a brief catch up on how fine everything is. It's just fine.
Totally fine. I'm fine. We'll get into that a little bit.
We will.
But we're going to ask some provoking questions today to get you thinking for the new year. So you might want to get a notebook handy or have your notes open in your phone to take note of these questions for yourself in case you want to journal on them too. But we're going to sort of work through this as a little workshop in real time. And I'm excited.
Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year.
Oh my God, Happy New Year! It's 2023!
There has never been a sadder song written in history. That song breaks my heart. Can we have a happier New Year's song? Like a...
That's what I was going to say.
It's the New Year. Like something fun and exciting, not like... Everybody died.
A funeral march.
It was a terrible year. It's a funeral march. Petition to change that New Year's song.
Well, guess what? We need Juliet Piper to write it and sing it for us.
Writing this down. New Year's song. Done.
You know I like my like ambiences on the TV, and I still do that here at home, put my little fireplace ambience on, but all of the like winter ones that aren't Christmas just play different versions of Auld Lang Syne in like instrumental, and I'm like, enough. No, nobody likes this song.
If I wanted to be depressed, I would stop taking my medication. I wouldn't listen to this song all day.
I'm already depressed. I can't do this right now.
Oh my gosh. Drop a comment. Do you also hate that song? Let us know. Very curious.
Thought-provoking questions for 2023.
We're just getting right into it.
Well, before we dive into even more thought-provoking questions, Juliet, what's new with you?
Oh my gosh, I literally wrote down anxiety. Let's see. You know, so at the time that we're recording this, and I shared about this on Instagram, and the amount of people that replied to this story, like, shocked me, okay?
Yeah.
Right now, it's that week between Christmas and New Year's, where we're all just looking around thinking, what am I supposed to be doing with myself? Yeah. Like, it feels like kind of an inappropriate time to push sales because people are like enjoying time at home. They're enjoying their week off. They're with their families, whatever. And it feels like a strange time to start something new. And it's just a weird week. And here, you know, in Los Angeles, it's been like kind of rainy and strange, like on and off. So I've just been like this doer in me just wants to be like off to the races and like new year, fresh start. And we still have to like sit around for a few more days. So
yeah, for sure.
I have gone down the checklist of everything to make this feel better. And I will say that the toolkit, the Sadie Olson Activate Your Magic toolkit, worked for me.
Oh,
so yay. I did some yoga, which felt really nice. I went on YouTube and it was like yin yoga. So it was holding a really amazing pose for 4 minutes and then holding another one. And there wasn't much upside down time because I don't like that in yoga.
love yin yoga. I used to go to a yin yoga class every Friday night, and I would just feel like so high afterwards. I'd be like, ooh, it feels so
good. Oh my gosh. So if you're listening, this is your invitation to do some yin yoga. Mm-hmm. You're going to thank us later. And then I did a tapping. I did a Brad Yates anxiety tapping, and I loved it. I loved it so much. And I'm not usually a tapper, but tapper? I really enjoyed it.
But I like to think of Brad Yates as Tap Daddy. I think Tap he's just Daddy really Brad. Cute and sweet. And I think he'd be like embarrassed if you called him Tap Daddy in like a really cute way. So that's in my world. Like,
Sadie, stop. Sadie, I heard you're single. Sadie.
Call me Tap Daddy.
Tap Mommy.
But he has such good ones. I love tapping with Tap Daddy Brad.
Tap Daddy Brad. That'd be really
that would let's be have much... him on the pod.
Oh my gosh. The one and only. That'd be such funny merch, and he'd be like, can you please stop selling merch with my likeness on it?
You're like, we're giving you 100% of the proceeds, Brad.
Okay, the next thing I wrote down was feeling lost, question mark. I think it's
are you just channeling like everything that I feel and you're just like experiencing my
I think so. It's that weird week, right? But also like I had to finally accept that you moved. Like it did, yeah. I was moving with it like, oh, it's fine. Zippity zap. We'll just do it like this and that'll be that. And I was like, oh, it's not, everything's roses. And then like the days are going by and I'm like, she's not here. And I had to kind of grieve it a little bit. So like moving through that, just missing you a lot, but so happy that we have this, just this brilliant technology, this, you know, state of the art. Sony Pictures came in and set this up for us to make sure that it would be just, you wouldn't miss a beat as a listener.
Wouldn't miss a beat.
And then yesterday, I had some outdoors time, in the words of Kevin from The Office, outdoors time. Because Wednesdays, I usually would go see you and I was like, okay, this is my big outing day. So I picked up a salad from Health Nut, which is like the best salad ever. And then I went to a park that has a lake and a bunch of birds and animals and things. And I sat on this hill and I felt the sunshine, even though it was kind of cold. And I felt the earth beneath me. And I was like, I need to be doing this all the time. Like, this is huge. And it totally like melted away so much. And I felt so good. And then Irene met me there for a little bit because she was sort of in the area. And it was so funny. So I had been, you know, sitting peacefully for like 2 hours before she came. And I made like a couple like TikToks and it was just fun to just be there. And right before she came, I thought, you know, I should really shake off this blanket because I got a lot of like dirt and mud on it just because the grass was kind of muddy. And so, of course, the second she rounds the corner, it comes around the corner, I almost ate it so hard in the grass. I couldn't have stepped in a more wrong way to fix this blanket. I practically did a cartwheel. And she's like, oh, there you are. And we watched somebody fly a kite and we were just cracking up. And we hung out for, I think, 24 minutes. And I said, okay, I'm ready to go now.
And like, she said, I've been here for 2 hours. So
Exactly. So that was wonderful. And then Christmas and Christmas Eve were really fun. It was a lot of activity. It was a lot of, there's outdoors time, there's social time. It was a lot of social time, but it was amazing. And I was kind of running around on Christmas to like different things. And it was great. My favorite gift that I received, which I should have brought here for this moment. My mom got me a prayer candle, a big white, you know, pillar candle, with a picture of a saint on it, but it has the face of Britney Spears.
Oh, so I love Saint those. Britney. Oh my God. That's so good.
I'm still down the rabbit hole of what's going on with her on TikTok. That's a whole play. That's a whole thing. But I'm going to, maybe I'll make a TikTok
podcast episode.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking I should make a TikTok where I do a prayer with the St. Brittany candle. Like, please provide protection for Brittany and bring us
true. Yeah.
And,
you know,
the fans might appreciate that.
Well, favorite thing I saw was that, you know, everyone's worried that like her husband and people are like, it seems like they're covering up that she's not around. But my favorite theory around that is that she escaped and she doesn't want anyone to know where she is and she's having a good time. And so I hope that's what's going on. That like she like got away from everybody and she's like, they're trying to cover up the fact that she like left them. That's what made me feel at peace. I hope that's the case and not something.
She's just like
scarier
near the Bermuda Triangle living her best life.
I hope so. I hope so.
I think so. Brittany, come on Goddess Hangs. Let's chat. and then this may or may not be interesting. We'll see. An apartment in our building, which I love our building, on the top floor opened up. And so we're going to tour it tomorrow and see if we want to move all of our stuff up a floor. Because it's like ours. It's a corner unit with no shared walls. It's the exact same size, but there would not be Mr. Excitable above us. So we're thinking about that.
That would be also, that would fix the main part of the problem about that apartment.
I also say this as if we're not going to be up against 300 people looking. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get priority because we live here. Although I've been known to write a nice letter. So we'll see. I was thinking of coming in. If we love it, I was thinking of coming in from the angle of like, hey, we've lived in the building for 2 years. We like know everybody on the board and we're friends with the neighbors. And like, we just want to switch units and all these. And I think they would probably be like, great, easy, done. You know, or somebody who makes $7 million a year working. Somebody who makes $7 million a year does not want that apartment. Never mind.
No. And they can just, to the other applicants, be like, that one got taken, but the exact same thing a floor down is opened. You want that one? And then they'd be like, yeah.
And then they're in for a real treat.
And then you can stomp your little feet all you want.
So I'm actually kind of excited to just poke my head in. It's like a nicer, it has hardwood throughout the whole thing. There's like nicer bathrooms. The kitchen's much nicer. There's like sort of a, like you could maybe see the sunset at night. There's like windows that actually look out towards something because I'm in the trees, which I do love. I don't know. We'll see. We may not even go for it, but we're going to just check it out. It was just too bizarre that sort of opened up. And I'm ready to lovingly get the Christmas tree out of here. I'm like so over it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, mostly what's new with me, just sort of like moving through this kind of funky week and truly trying to make the most of it. Even though I feel like it's a weird time where everybody, and a lot of people agreed with me, especially if you are somebody who leans anxious, it's like, where is my routine?
Yeah.
I have all this time to think. So that's me. What's new with Sadie? Are you fine?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I've had a hard
both
week,
of us.
I will admit.
No.
But first I'll talk about, I had such a nice family Christmas with my, with both sides. But is my camera okay? It just like X'd out for a second. Oh no.
It's flashing, but now you're back.
All right. We'll just keep going. The audio is most important.
Yeah.
So I had such a good Christmas with my family. I usually miss out on my Olsen side because they do it like before I fly home. And that's like my really big side of the family. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't seen a lot of them in a long time. And I don't see them very often. But I had such a good time with my cousins. And it was so funny. They listen to the podcast. Shout out. Hi, guys. Because I didn't know. Well, I knew one cousin listened to like the most episodes, but they were so cute. And they were like, oh my God, like we were fangirling. And then we remembered you're our cousin. I was like, we grew up together, guys.
That's cute.
But they love you too, Juliet. And
hello, I love you back.
We were talking about how they should come on the retreat and hang out with you too. Yes. So come on, guys, let's do it. But anyways,
come to Bali.
It was so fun to chat with them about, you know, spirituality and being psychic and, you know, manifesting our lives and all this stuff, because I haven't really connected that deeply with anyone in my family about what I do or like talked about it that in depth. Mm-hmm. And it was just nice. I was like, oh, like, you know, like people that get it, like where I'm at now, like a physical location. Right. So that's like so nice and so awesome. And I didn't really realize how close they were with my mom. And so I also like heard new stories about my mom that I hadn't heard before. And it just felt like really special to like sit in a group and talk about her and talk about spirituality. And it was just like such a good time and really filled my heart. So that was lovely. And then just had a really good Christmas at home. This is so funny. So my dad and Heidi, my dad and his girlfriend, they always make like custom printed mugs for like every gift, like with pictures on
them. I've seen the Mr. Olsen mug.
The model one. I have like so many. I get one for every holiday. And it was like a joke in like, you know, our house, because Craig was like, another one? Like, we only have so much space. And I got yet another one. So that was exciting. They're also cute. I love them. It's great. But I'm like, maybe we move on to stationery next year or something. I can only have so many mugs. Family's so fictional. Because I also feel funny like giving like you're over and I give you a mug of water with like the towel.
I mean, it is a great conversation starter. Like, oh, who's this?
I have this vision in my next apartment back in LA that which I also kind of feel like is there like a cool lake? I think I'm gonna live on a lake.
Yeah.
Is there a cool lake somewhere near you? I was like, I definitely have to live on the water again, but I got a lake vibe for myself. But anyways, I'm going to make a display shelf to show off all of my fancy personalized mugs. But then not only did I get that for Christmas, but I should have brought it here with me. You know, my dog Max, the giant golden doodle, Juliet's Maxie. Met him. They got me a custom pillow with Max on it.
Oh my.
And it's like, it's him standing up very tall like a good boy. It's literally him. They like
is
background
it cut
removed.
Out
yeah, and it's the shape of him. The pillow is the shape of him. It is so cute and so funny, and I just think it's the most adorable thing that they like custom make all of this stuff for presents every year. It makes me so happy. It's just something fun about my family, my dad and Heidi. I love it.
I love that.
So Christmas was fun. Saw my grandparents, had a good time. My aunt and uncle from Milwaukee came through, and we went. Marshfield has these Christmas lights at our zoo. Juliet went to the zoo. So they set up that zoo with like, it might be the biggest Christmas light display in Wisconsin. It's really impressive for our small little town. And you might have seen it on my Instagram stories, but it's so beautiful. And we went there. I haven't been in years, but like in high school, I used to volunteer there. It's been going on for a long time. So that was really fun. And yeah, so great holiday. But then like the day after the Christmas festivities were over came, and it was like the day that I was supposed to be flying back to LA, you know, initially. Mm-hmm. And then I just got really sad, and I was having a really hard time for a few days. So Yeah, like the first week home, it was like, oh, it's going to be home anyways. I'm here for Christmas. And then like after Christmas, it just sort of set in like, oh, like I'm not going back. I'm here. And it just sort of, yeah, like it just felt more real. And so it's just been a lot harder this week. And I've been like trying to like keep myself really busy, like, oh, I'll write this and I'll make this and I'll do this. Like, oh, I should research this. I don't know. I've just been like doing a lot of like busy work that's not necessary just to like have something to do, like for like morning till night, just like haven't like chilled out at all. Even on like Christmas, I was doing stuff and I know I'm just trying to distract myself. I'm aware of what's happening. And then yesterday I got sick. And I heard very clearly in my mind that it was just like, cut it out. Like, you need to chill. And so I wasn't like super sick. I might still sound a little like my throat's still a little swollen. I just had a sore throat and like was just really tired and headachy. And I knew I just had like kind of manifested that to like make me stop being like a busybody, because I was just, I don't know, I was just trying to stay positive and be doing things. And that's not, you know, that's good to an extent, but that's not all a person needs, going through so many changes. So yesterday I was like, okay, I am going to be, this sounds funny, but I was like, I'm going to be so depressed today. I'm going to let myself feel so sorry for myself. I'm going to be angsty. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to lay in bed and just watch Netflix all day long and feel bad. And so I binged the entire new season of Emily in Paris. Shout out. Love that show. Which was great and cheered me up. But I woke up today and my energy is so much better. Like, I've had moments where I feel a little sad, but like it really helped to just be like, today I'm just going to feel upset and feel bad. And I'll have more, you know, more of that as it goes on, but I'm going to try and be more in tune and pay more attention and not try to like busy my way through each day. It's just, you know, like it's, the big things are obvious, like I miss my home and I miss obviously Craig and the cats and opening the curtains every morning and seeing the ocean, and I miss the nice weather. Like, I used to like stand barefoot on the grass almost every single morning, like while I ate breakfast. Like, now I'm just like stuck inside. It's cold. It's yucky out. And then also just like not eating my typical diet, you know, like it's just like everything is different and my body physically is having a hard time acclimating to it. And obviously emotionally and mentally it's hard too. So I'm just, yeah, I'm having my moments where I feel really sorry for myself for sure. But I'm trying best I can to be like, okay, how do I romanticize today? How do I make today feel magical? How do I, you know, not forcefully feel gratitude, but feel genuine gratitude and all of that. So I'm just kind of viewing it as like, I don't know, they were like, you figured out how to, you know, really regulate your nervous system and really be at peace and be present in your home and with your routines and everything. So now it's the challenge to be able to do that outside of that safety and that regularity and do it in this environment. So I'm just viewing it as like a, oh, I'm just the next level, the next challenge. We got this. And moving through it. But it's definitely been a harder week than last week, but I'm fine.
You hear that, folks? She's fine. She's fine. That's the headline in the Goddess Hangs newsletter this week. She's fine.
Ross. I'm Ross when Joey and Rachel are dating. That's my energy right now. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, you know, it's like, it's okay not to be fine. And it's okay not, I mean, in your situation and with anybody listening who's going through something right now, which is probably almost everybody, like, it's the goal of the prerequisite to living magically and to living in alignment is not that one must feel perfect and fine all the time. Like, we don't need that. We're human. We're human. It's like, how do we live magically? How do we manifest with our humanness, not using our humanness against us? So I say it every week. I'm very proud of you. And
thank you.
And I appreciate you sharing so vulnerably what you're going through. Because it wasn't just one change. You made like 25 kind of in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
Yeah.
It's a lot. And obviously I have cool things to look forward to, like planning a trip. But, you know, I just want to be back at my house with my cats. You know, I'm like, I just want all that. I miss it. I'm homesick for it. But there's so many good things to look forward to and plan for. And, you know, still grateful and proud of myself and all that, standing by my decision. But sometimes I'm like, never mind. I'm going to go back. let's just rewind and go back to how things were, you know, have those moments for sure. But part of the process, and it's all good. I'm fine.
Here at Goddess Sings, we're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine. Wow. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Or should we...
You know, I think that's what's new with me, is just being depressy and stressy and having a nice time with my family.
And that's all she wrote. You know, I keep thinking, like, our show, we never broke our show into seasons. Like, a lot of people break their podcast into seasons and they take a break. Like, we've been nonstop for over 2 years now. And if we had broken it into seasons, this would be like the season premiere, right? Like, this would be like such a new, like, season and journey and thing. And, that makes me excited for, like, you know, they always start a season, like, if you're watching a TV show, it always starts with such intensity and then it's all different by the end. And it's kind of exciting in that way.
Yes. New season, new year, new me. Let's dive into some thought provoking questions for 2023. I'm excited. And I did not think about these at all. I didn't plan ahead. So
Sadie and I have been taking turns. We've been taking turns using our brains. Like, last week I was like, say, I can't, like, I am trying to set up all the issues. She's like, I got you. Don't worry. This week I'm like, I got you. Don't worry. Okay. So we both follow a marketing coach. I think that's how she would describe herself. Marketing life coach, business coach, called the Content Queen. The handle is @the_content_queen. She does not know we exist, but we enjoy following her. Shout out. She had a post where she mentioned some, how did she phrase it? It was like questions to hit your New Year's resolution G spot. It was like this great way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
I do too. And I went through and I was like, these are really good questions, because tonight we're going to meet with our Alchemy Collective for the first official Alchemy meeting ever and do a big cord cutting. And then in January, we're going to do like this whole amazing scripting manifestation call. Like, if you've been like thinking or want to learn more about Alchemy Collective, you're not going to want to miss that call. It's going to be amazing. And these are some questions that I think, whether you attend that call or not, are going to help you a lot as you move into 2023. And I thought our answers would probably be interesting to share on the show, because these are kind of personal, and I'm curious if anybody listening maybe like feels similarly. So the first question, and these are like hard hitting. So we're going to start with sort of the heavier ones, and then we'll move into like some more fun, fine ones.
I know. She sent me the all the questions, and I was like, I'm going to need a couple more lighthearted ones in there.
I was like, I'm so sorry. You're right. I'm like, how about, I know you're having the worst week of the year, but how about like a deeply intense shadow work type episode?
Let's do it.
Instead of like rating Christmas cookies, rating my gifts. Like it could have been so much lighter.
I'm ready. I love deep.
Okay.
And I'm fine. Deep.
She's fine. Okay. All right. Number one. And I want you all at home to jot this down or make a mental note if you're driving or cleaning. What are you tolerating? What are you tolerating that maybe you don't want to tolerate in 2023?
Well, seeing as I just completely threw my whole life away, I'm no longer tolerating a lot of things. I already threw them to the curbside. But things that I was tolerating for far too long was, I think just like, this is going to be like relationship stuff. And I want to preface again, like this two-way street, not saying anything bad about my ex, whatever. But I just felt like I was tolerating someone not really matching my energy in like the amount of energy I put into working on myself so that it could overflow into the relationship. And I feel like I was really tolerating like that energy not being matched and it really having a big effect on me as someone who easily takes on somebody else's energy. Like I felt like that was really tugging at me for a long time. And of course, like all you can't force somebody to do the things you're doing to, you know, take care of your energy. All you can do is lead by example. So I think that was something that really like tugged at me. And I just felt like that. I think I was also tolerating myself, not always doing those things for me, but doing those things for the relationship. And it shouldn't be that way. So tolerating like having like reasons outside myself, if that makes sense. I was really tolerating like having my energy spread so thin, and I'm no longer tolerating that. And I'm reading a new Osho book. You know, I'm reading a new Osho book every week, but it's one specifically is called like Freedom, Love, and Aloneness, The Cone of Relationships. So appropriate.
Wow.
It's really good. But it really struck me. He said the most unselfish thing we can do is to be selfish. And when we try to be unselfish, that's really the ego. And that is being selfish. And at first, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around that. But thinking about how, like, when I'm selfish and I do things out of love for myself and I take care of my energy and everything I do is number one for me, and the way that radiates out versus when I'm doing it because I want to fix a situation outside of myself, that can build resentment and it can make you really fall out of an alignment because you're focused on like somebody else rather than yourself. So I'm no longer tolerating doing something because I want to fix something out there.
That's huge.
It's all going to come back to me now. And what else am I no longer tolerating? I'm no longer tolerating like identifying with being someone who has a really hard time focusing. I don't have to be productive every day. I don't have to feel motivated every day, but I really struggle with feeling like I just can't focus. So I'm really not tolerating that shit anymore. And I'm shifting that identity. I just feel like I'm no longer tolerating like excuses for not being where I am, which I already for years now have been doing a lot of work around that and always taking as much personal responsibility as possible. But just continuing that, because I think that's lifelong. Like, we always want to slip back into like, here's X, Y, and Z, why I didn't reach my income goal or whatever. We always want to place it out there, you know, the economy or this or that. And so I don't want to tolerate that any longer either. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm no longer tolerating handing any of my power away, any of my energy. It's all me. I'm being super selfish this year. And that's going to radiate out in beautiful, positive ways in my personal life, in our business, in so many ways. So that's my answer.
That's phenomenal. I got some ideas as you were saying. So funny. The thing that I first thought of, I was like, well, I guess I'm tolerating living below the man I live beneath. But like on a more personal level, I put, for a lot of the year, I was tolerating being always available. Like anytime the phone rang, I would pick it up. Anytime somebody invited me to something, I can't say I would always say yes because that's not true, but like I would maybe go against a gut feeling that told me not to go and I would go. And even there was like a little bit of a theme from a very small number of people that like I wasn't doing enough or giving enough or like being available enough. And so I have to like situate myself in this feeling that like it's a gift to everybody, including myself, for me to do the things when I'm 100% wanting to be there and connect, yeah. Because otherwise you're getting a version of me that it's not what anybody wants anyways.
You can go so back like, to resentment too, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Light went out.
I was invited. It was like in now somebody else might hear this and be like, wow, but my gut told me no. I was invited to do a potential thing next summer. It was like, instead of a Christmas gift, would you like to come with us and travel come to this 12-day music festival and in this other country? Oh. And I was like, no, thank you.
Can you go, but not go to the festival? I'd be like, you guys go to the festival. I'll stay in the Airbnb.
I don't believe that would be an option. I just don't think that would be an option on this particular journey. But immediately I was like, is it going to be rude if I say no? Like, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. This is amazing. But I was like, I don't even want to go to a one-day music festival. I don't want to go to Coachella. You don't drop a psychic in a music festival for that long without like, it's just too much for me. So, I have, people I love, the most important people in my life. My phone rings all the time. I have to be like, Juliet, it's okay. Like, you're doing something. You can call them in a little bit. Like, so that's something that I'm, giving myself permission. You know, we're so available now, like just as not just you and me, but just all of us. Like, you know, remember when, you know, we were growing up and you would leave the house and if you missed a phone call, you would come home and there'd be a voicemail. Like, people couldn't just reach you wherever you were and expected to hear back immediately.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that, which again, it's so funny. It's like these things sound selfish. Obviously, if there's an emergency, I imagine the person will call, you know, two times in a row or something.
Yeah.
Well, or send me a text.
I feel like I've been kind of doing that too, because I feel like I get so many DMs and I love DMing with people. So keep DMing me. But I just feel like I'd be like constantly going in and answering, and I've gotten better at being like, okay, like, morning time and nighttime, I check in and like answer everybody like twice a day. Because then once you open the app, then you're scrolling for a little bit every time. And that's helped me a ton. Just being like, Sadie, they don't expect you to answer within 30 seconds. Like, they can wait 12 hours. They can wait 24 hours, you know? So that's helped my energy a lot. So I feel that.
I love that. So it's like not being unavailable, but just not being available 24/7.
Constantly. Yeah.
And then also, I think there've still been a few times this year where my intuition told me no, and I still went ahead with something. And then it's not that anything horrible happened, but it just became like a real pain. And I was like, I knew I shouldn't have, you know, it's one of those. So I'm no longer tolerating being available 24/7, and I'm no longer tolerating ignoring my intuition. So those are mine. Okay. Next. Another fun one. Where are you settling, and what will you not be settling for in 2023?
Again, I feel like I already took care of this one.
Okay, how we can skip
no,
it.
No, I can say more. There's still things.
You're like, I have poured my heart out for now 3 episodes, so you get it.
No, I have other things besides the obvious. Okay. So we'll talk about other things other than my relationship that obviously was a huge thing to let go of. But yes, you know what? It was on, because it was, again, a mutual decision. It was on Craig and I's, it was a conversation for a while. And it just felt like, I was like, we got to go into the new year done with this shit. Like, we're not doing this another year. It just felt like, mm-hmm, if I go into the new year, it's gonna last a whole nother year for some reason. I don't know. But anyways, wait, what was the question again?
Where?
settling.
What will you not be settling for next year?
Okay. I feel like, I feel like I settle for, like, in business sometimes, like, I'll be like, oh, like, we got a handful of more signups than last time, so I can kind of, like, pull my energy back if we're, like, still in a launch, right? Mm. Or, like, I guess, like, I want a little bit more, I want to feel a little bit more energized. I don't want to settle. Like, I don't want to feel like, oh, well, we added a couple people this month, that's good enough. Like, I want to, like, you know, obviously work through cycles of resting and playing and working and all of that. But I feel like, mm-hmm, I can tell that, like, something good will happen. So then I'll pull my energy back and I'm like, no, build off of that momentum, kind of, if that makes sense. So I feel like I settle a little bit sometimes where I'm like, oh, that was great. And then, like, it's like, yeah, but keep going. Like, keep the momentum going, keep the energy going. And that's not to say to, like, not rest. That's not what I mean. You know what I mean? But I feel like I can kind of feel like that sometimes, like, oh, like, we got this many signups and that was our goal, so I can just, like, stop pushing it. But it's like, well, we could have doubled the goal. I don't know. Like, I feel like I kind of pull my energy back sometimes. So I want to have more fun embracing, like, it's good to have, like, number goals, but, like, I don't know, that being, like, the minimum, and it's more of a game of how to, like, shoot way past that. Like, the goal isn't, like, the thing I'm reaching for. The goal is the, like, obvious number that's, like, it's going to be minimum that, and, like, let's see how far we can go. Because I feel like sometimes my energy dips when we reach a goal or get close to it. I'm like, oh, good enough kind of energy. And I'm not settling.
That's a big one.
Anymore. Yeah.
Well, and I think that totally overlaps into life too. It's like, oh, well, this is good enough, so I'll, like, mm-hmm, hang up my hat.
Yeah.
The word, like, for the year is great. Extraordinary.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I love that.
What are you settling for? Or what do you no longer want to settle for?
I am going to start asking for help when I need help. I did it this week at our house. I was like, can you please, honey, please hire a cleaner, please. I don't want to do it.
Good.
So we're getting that figured out. And I also, I don't know if this is settling or if I'm just such a homebody, but I spend so much time at home. And so I think it would behoove me to get out more, to adventure more, to make new friends. Like, I think I'm settling for my comfort a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to like open up a bit. A lot in 2023.
Yes. Same.
Okay.
To lots of adventures.
Here's one. Who are you jealous of and why?
Ooh.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes, like, I have moments of just, like, it's not, like, directed at a specific person, but I'll get, like, jealous that someone, like, figured out what they wanted to do or became really successful at, and they're in their, like, early 20s, and I get jealous of, like, that. So it's not about the person, but I almost, like, I have these moments where I really, like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm 31, and which is still so young, and, like, there's no age that is the right age to become successful and all those things. But I think that's been something I've been working through recently, is just that, like, oh, if only I had had this figured out when I was 21 or 22, right? If only we had started this when we were, if we had met earlier and started younger, then where would we be at 31? That, and it does, and it's useless, right? And it's human and it's fine. But there's not a specific person that comes to mind, but I do have moments, and it's not a huge theme or a huge issue, but I definitely find myself having these moments of like, man, if I had only had all of this figured out when, you know, 10 years ago, I do feel like pings of jealousy around that. What about you?
That's so interesting. That's come up for me too. Like when I'll see an 18-year-old, I think I shared this once, like when I see an 18-year-old who is like, oh my God, I'm going on tour with this major artist and it all just happened so quickly. I'm like, what must that be like? What must that be like? I don't know. But what I've felt is, there's this one girl, I met her sister. I haven't met her. Her sister would not remember me, but we met once. And I knew of her. And so I saw when she moved to Los Angeles, and I think she was 18 or 19. And she's like, I'm going to come here and I'm here to be a singer and a songwriter. And I thought, like, that's awesome. And good luck. And she really had something to prove because she came here from like the deep South. And so she was like, I'm going to go to LA. I'm going to make it happen. And lo and behold, she absolutely did. Like, she blew up on TikTok. Wow. She like made this specific album and then went on to win a Grammy. And I think she's like,
oh my God,
24 maybe. Wow. And it's not that everything happened for her so young. I felt jealous because I was like, I didn't start posting on TikTok until 2022. And other people were doing it, what, like 3 to 5 years before? And they just like took a risk and they went for it. And I'm a big risk taker too when it comes to my art and my passions. But sometimes I get jealous of people who like just really, really went for it and like adapted to the new way, and it like worked out for them. So the way that I can solve that, so I wrote down TikTok to Grammy girl. Oh, and then right now my sweet neighbor is not home because she's celebrating New Year's in St. Bart's with all her model friends. And I'm like, I'm like living on a yacht and like doing all that. And I'm like, oh, I'm a little like not. It's so funny. Jealous is an interesting word because it like brings up these feelings of like ickiness or like hatred towards that, like green with envy. But yeah. I just feel like it's pointing to a desire. Like it's just pointing to a desire. And it's like, oh, like I want to feel gorgeous and be on a yacht. Like I want to be magnetic and go on these apps and share my art and my thoughts. And like it draws millions of people in. Like how fun would that be? And the way that I have to do that is to start doing it. Like I can't,
yeah,
I can't sit on the sidelines and like look at it anymore. Like I have to just become it. And so that's sort of where my jealousy lies. But what's great is I'm very clear about what it is and I'm very clear about what to do.
So. Yeah. It's just like, you just have to keep showing up. You can have as much success as you show up for. Right. So I feel that.
Okay. I'm just going to skip this one because this one says, where do you feel stuck? I don't know if we need to, if we need to open that can of worms right now. This is a good one. What do you desire the universe's help with?
Everything. Well, where do we begin? Once upon a time, I put all of my things in storage and started my life over. A lot, but more specifically, the universe's help, really understanding my own heart, I think. Aww. And what I mean is, like, one of the difficulties in Craig and I's relationship is that I have a big heart and I have a very loving heart and a very compassionate heart, and I share a lot of my heart, but it is very closed off. And you know this because, you know, when we started working together, it took quite a long time for us to actually, like, really connect in a really meaningful way. And I don't know where that comes from, and it's really frustrating, because I feel like for some people, you're like, oh, I'm this way because of this really obvious thing. And with this whole difficulty in opening my heart, I don't know where that stems from. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from. I've done a lot of work around it. But every time I go to, like, a Reiki healer or someone's intuitive, doing any sort of intuitive healing, when I went to my Ayurvedic doctor, when any psychic, always tells me, oh, your heart chakra is closed. And I'm like, why? I don't understand why. And so I don't have to understand, but I want the universe's help with that, because, you know, I'm going to have little flings along the way, but my next serious relationship is going to be the relationship, whether we get married or not. It's going to be like the life partnership. It's going to be the person I have a family with. It's not the next person, but it's the next serious thing, right? So I want to figure this heart thing out. I want to be ready for that. I want to have an open heart for that. And so the past year, I've honestly done a lot of work on that specifically, and I felt like I actually did open my heart a lot more to Craig and generally. But I think that has a connection with receiving in all ways, not just love from a partner. So that can have to do with receiving abundance in love, abundance in fulfillment, and abundance in money, literally. So I think the root of all the other things I want more success in, income, my new home, a new partner, etc., healing from that, it's all going to come down to, like, the closed heart thing. So that's, you know, I'm very clear on the problem, but I just don't know where it stems from. So I would love some understanding from the universe, but I don't have to understand. I'm fine with just support and opening it up.
I love that.
What would you ask for support in?
I don't know if it's better luck or more confidence. Like, I've taught on divine confidence. I'm confident in who I am, for sure. But sometimes I get the feeling that, like, I think we talked about this, like some people have this, like, undeniable it factor. And when you see it a mile away, you know it. And I feel like, this is personal, I feel like people see glimpses of it in me, which is why I get us into so many rooms. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they realize I don't have it and they change their mind or something. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, that was a trick of the light. Like, that's not an it factor. It just, like, sparkled like one. Like, it's not a diamond. That's a CZ. And I just want help, like, being a diamond. Because I feel like that it's, you know, it's an inch, it's like a fear that I have, because I came into this world, like, you know, from the minute I came out practically was like writing songs and putting on shows and like designing my CD covers and pretending to have my own TV show. And like a beyond obsessively, like knowing, yeah. like knowing this is what I would do. And it's interesting to know something and to want it, and that then other people have to get on board with it and they have to see it. And so I've just been trying to take, so I would love the universe's help with helping me fully see myself that way. Because I believe that is what will then overflow into maybe others seeing me that way. Cause I'm afraid that, like, I'm the hang up with opportunities, right? I'm like, well, that get us in the door, but which I know is not true at the end of the day. Yeah. I know it, but I just want to, yeah. I don't know if that makes total sense or not, but
I get it, because we've gone through many things specifically this year where it's felt like, here, your wildest dream come true. And then it was like, never mind.
Well, and I had that happen to me a lot in music. Like people would roll out the red carpet and then it would go away. And I didn't understand. So I would like some help navigating that. And I would like the next carpet that gets rolled out to be like made of bricks that the strongest earthquake in the world couldn't penetrate or break. Right. I'm ready for that pattern to break. So that's my desire for the universe. And then what are you most excited for in 2023?
You know, it's funny because this is what I'm equally most excited for and equally have the most sort of like, not like fear, but just trouble with, I guess. And it's just the possibility of the unknown. Like, I don't know how this year is going to go. And I have big ideas about how I want it to go. I want a new place, right? In LA, back in LA with Boo. I want to do a lot of traveling. I want to meet new people. I want this podcast and our business to grow in big ways. I want our visibility on social media to grow. But you know, like compared to like last year, New Year's, like this year has just a lot more unknown. Just like, it's equally exciting and really scary that it's like, literally, this could go anywhere. I'm trusting it a day at a time. But it's really motivating because, oh, it's 555 right now. It's really big changes. That's what fives are. It's really motivating because I'm like, well, I do want to get my ass back to LA and I do want to travel a lot. And I want to, you know, afford a certain lifestyle that's very different than what I just had. And that means that there's a lot of work to do and a lot of goals to surpass and just trying to like embody that energy. But so, yeah, I'm most excited about how unknown this year is, but I'm also like most, I don't know, not scared. I'm just, yeah, it's just kind of like also the biggest struggle, you know? Mm-hmm. What are you most excited about?
I'm excited for the trips that I'm going to take. I'm excited for Italy. And yes. I'm excited for Bali. Anybody listening, you can join us in Bali. We have spots. Come to Bali with us. That'll be like our big... Well, we're doing a mini reunion in January.
Yes.
Which will be fun. If you want to meet us in San Diego on Sunday the 8th, is that the day? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Send us a DM. We'll give you the location. It's totally free.
Also, on my way to New Zealand, I was thinking I would fly to LA and stay a couple days before I go.
Yes, please. Because
I'd like to see you and I'd like to see Boo.
Perfect. We're waiting for you. We're here just counting down.
So I haven't bought that ticket yet. I haven't decided the date, but probably in March as well. I'll have a visit.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for travel. And I don't, you know, it's like every year, it's like what ends up happening is so unpredictable and transformative. And I'm excited to meet the people who are going to come into our world in 2023. Mm. I really am, because we've met some of the most amazing people in 2022. And it's hard to imagine like our membership spaces before that. Like, wait, weren't you always here? Like it's yeah. so special. And of course, you know, our wonderful people from 2021 and all that. But I'm excited to, you know, help, serve, support, inspire, mentor more people and people who are totally okay and on board with the fact that, like, you know, we are also imperfect works in progress and we also are achieving and also manifesting our dreams, and we're also rewriting our stories, and mm-hmm. I'm just really excited for all of that. So it's so I hope it's refreshing, like, anybody who's listening to hear that, like, the people who are like, here's our podcast on how to live magically are also like, not every day's magical and not every feeling's magical. And
yeah,
and that's okay. That's okay. So I'm excited about that. And then this, I added this one. I made this one up. Who are you going to be? If anything is possible, which it is in this new year, who is Sadie Olson going to be?
Hmm. Been doing a lot of meditations on this. Mm-hmm. But to put it into words, adventurous, mm-hmm. abundant, energized, visible. Mm-hmm. You know, I really want to, I don't know how to word it. I'm like, I can see it. I feel like we, you know, we've talked about this. We spent the past 2 years like really building this foundation. And I think it's like, we feel really good about who we are and, you know, how we want to show up for our community and how we want to serve and how we want to support. And that was such a, you know, to be an entrepreneur is a very spiritually demanding, transformative process because you find yourself mm-hmm. along the way. So that was like such hard work and such good, yummy work. And I'm so proud of all of that. And so I feel like we did so much work on that. And that's still always going to be happening. We're always going to be shifting and transforming and expanding. But that's the word I think like this year for me is expansion. Like I feel like I'm just ready to like take a rocket ship and move so fast to the next level. And we've been moving fast, so I don't want to discount that. But like I'm ready mm-hmm. for the next set of quantum leaps and expansion and just like reaching as many people as possible to let them know how powerful they are yeah. and how magical they are and how deserving they are. And whether that's listening to the podcast or joining in on, you know, the Coven or the Psychic Circle or the Alchemy Collective or just hanging out on social media, whatever it is, like I just like most of my meditations that I'm going into, I'm just seeing these like circles of people, and it like just this as far as the eye can see, all the people we're meant to reach, and I'm ready for that to happen like now, and I'm getting chills because like I just think what this community has become is so special, and I just see, you know, in my DMs every day, in the Discord, people telling us, like, I see how us just very simply sharing our stories and our lives and what we're passionate about, that's all people need is to see it and relate to it. And then they start doing such big, beautiful things themselves. So I'm just like, I'm ready to take the rocket ship to the next big quantum leap, the expansion. I'm ready to have, you know, a million downloads every episode. And, you know, I'm ready to, I, you know, we talk about being divinely delusional, and I feel like I kind of stepped out of that for a little bit while moving through a lot of other stuff that I needed to be really grounded for. Of course, one being like a breakup, but other things too, right? And I'm ready to like step back into that energy because it's really fun energy to be in. So yeah, expansion, divine delusion, that's who I'm going to be.
Incredible. That's so funny. My first word was expansive.
Love.
Not surprising.
Of course, we're on, duh, we're on the same page.
Of course. My first word is fine. No, it's not fine.
I'm fine. Who are you in 2023?
Fine. What's so funny about that word is Victor's grandma speaks Spanish only. And sometimes she'll throw in an English word because I'll practice my Spanish. She'll practice her English. So that's always, she says, you know, ¿cómo está? And I say, oh, muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú, cómo estás? And she says, fine. And then she looks at me like, I said it. I'm like, oh, mamma mia, so you say fine. No. Makes me happy. So I put expansive, I put happy, put magnetic, put extraordinary. Mm. I'm so excited by that word right now. Brave and visible and influential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be that. It's like, why not? Any of us can claim that at any moment, you know? And positively influential. There are plenty of those out there who are, I would argue, negatively influential. So might as well be a positive force.
Yes.
So those are my questions. Thank you again. Shout out the_content_queen for some of those great questions to hit our New Year's resolution G-spot.
Ooh.
Love that. And a spicy new year.
There's your maybe that's the new song, a spicy new year.
A spicy new year. I want to wish you a spicy new year. I want to wish. Yeah, there's room there. There's room there for a new song. That's all for today. If you want to spend more time with us, we have three incredible membership spaces that you can be a part of. If you're like, I love the podcast, but I want a little bit more. I want to talk to them all month long. We have the Coven, which is our space for witches, witchcraft. Talk about your witchy life. Join us twice a month on the new moon and the full moon for really incredible guided spells, meditations, and talking about the energies of the new and full moon. It's really fun to be together live in community. Replays are always available. We have the Psychic Circle, which is a place to really deepen and develop your intuition and develop your psychic abilities. Yes, you can become a psychic at any age, right? It hit us in our late 20s, although there were little signs along the way. And I promise you, you've had little indicators along the way too.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, we have the Alchemy Collective, which is our all-in membership. You get to be in the Coven, the Psychic Circle, and you get to be an alchemist. Two more live calls a month on mindset, manifestation. We do a mastermind together. We do a master class together. And it's really about doing life bravely with us in 2023. turning whatever you have in front of you into gold, being really resilient, resourceful, brave, and really having this calibrated mindset as you move through life. And so right now you can join the Alchemy Collective, and I believe you can get 1 month for $44. You get all the memberships, come to all the calls, see what you like. Maybe you only want to be in the coven. Maybe you only want to be in the psychic circle. Maybe you want to be in all three. So go to the Alchemy Collective sales page and go to the monthly membership and use the code BESTYEAREVER, and you get to try your first month for $44.
I'm already so lit up by the Alchemy Collective because I love, it has this really special feature that's only in the Alchemy Collective. It's called Alchemy Radio. And if you love listening to our podcast every week, Alchemy Radio is a private mini podcast. And there's only a few episodes so far because it's new. But basically, either we're inspired or it's by request in the Alchemy Collective. You can ask us specifically to riff on something. But we go in and we record like 10 to 15, maybe sometimes it'll be longer, minutes, about a topic that you want answered, want our take on. We both talked about confidence when it comes to showing up on social media, trusting yourself, building that confidence. And then today I added one about creating habits and routines that actually work, that you'll actually stick to. And, you know, Juliet and I can talk all day long about this stuff. And now we have somewhere like in the moment when something comes to us, we have a place to put it. And that's so exciting to me because TikTok has a 3-minute time limit and I could spend 20 minutes a day talking about what I'm excited about. So I'm obsessed with the Alchemy Radio and all of our Discord spaces to hang out. And it's already been so powerful and so magical. So try your first month for half off. Very exciting.
Very exciting. Code best year ever. And it will be the best year ever. And honestly, like, we are not going to pretend that our lives are perfect or that we are perfect or that our emotions are perfect. Like, we are imperfect baddies coming together and like lighting our lives on fire. And if that sounds something you want to be a part of, if you want to do life with us in 2023, come try it out and just message us if you have any questions, because we will answer them. And it'll also just be nice to say hi to you.
Yes. And we have a new freebie in the show notes. You can take our Psychic Claire's quiz to uncover what your natural intuitive gifts are. And if you haven't already, we always have that Witchcraft for Beginners free guide too. So lots of treats and yummy things in the show notes. Go make sure you see it all. You can learn more about Bali and all of our membership spaces. And we are just so lit up and excited that we're entering another year with you all. So thank you for being here. Make sure you're following us on social media. We have the same handles on both Instagram and TikTok. And there is different content on each one. So make sure you're following us there. At Goddess Hangs, I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at juliet.piper. Thank you all for everything, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.